Street. And thereafter, a fascinating variety of architecture proliferated between maples, magnolias, palms, corals, pines, sycamores, flowering eucalyptus, elms, olives, jacarandas, and oaks. A home in Beverly Hills was the status symbol of success in the pre-war motion picture industry, and the area boasted more private swimming pools and private detectives to the square mile than anywhere else in the world. The relaxed, village-like atmosphere of Beverly Hills was very catching, and at the hub of the movie Social Wheel in the Brown Derby restaurant, the men wore loafers, open-neck shirts and sports jackets, while the girls, lately liberated by Marlene Dietrich's earth-shaking appearance in a man's suit, appeared enthusiastically in slacks. And the waitresses were pretty, would-be actresses in various stages of disenchantment. The two tennis clubs most highly regarded by the movie colony were the Beverly Hills and the West Side. The Beverly Hills was by far the better club, and the tennis there was of a much higher standard, with Fred Perry giving points and taking on all comers, but I myself joined the West Side, because the committee had wisely decided that beautiful girls were a more digestible ingredient than perspiring professionals. And I will never forget a fancy dress party on the premises at which a young lawyer named Greg Boutzer arrived, on his face a grin so wide he looked like a Hammond organ, and on his arm